I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A new investigation into Atlanta City Hall corruption has uncovered a secret six-figure settlement that links former Mayor Kasim Reed and an ex-airport official. According to WSB and the AJC, the secret agreement happened after Mayor Reed fired former Hartsfield-Jackson Airport manager Miguel Southwell in 2016. Southwell had accused Reed and city officials of manipulating airport contracts. Newly discovered documents show that Southwell later agreed to a secret settlement of nearly $150,000, which included a confidentiality agreement. The city says it has no record of that payout. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating whether Atlanta's airport illegally used revenue to pay for lawyers. According to the AJC, the probe cites an article published in June. It mentioned three law firms were paid $7 million to respond to subpoenas in the ongoing Atlanta City Hall corruption probe. Some of that money came from airport funds. FAA regulations say that airport revenue can only be spent on capital and operations expenses. Georgia Democrats have filed an ethics complaint against Secretary of State and candidate for Governor Brian Kemp. It's over links from the official Secretary of State app to Kemp's campaign social media pages. Those links have been removed. A spokesman for the campaign says the practice is legal and common for elected officials, but they removed the links to focus on important issues ahead of the November election. The Democrats want an investigation into whether Kemp's office broke state law barring public officials from using state resources to promote a political campaign. Well, one of Athens' most respected civil rights leaders, Virginia Walker, died Tuesday. The Athens Banner-Herald reports that Walker played an important role in establishing several organizations in the city, including the Athens Neighborhood Health Center, Family Counseling, and the Miriam Moore Community Center. She also led efforts to get a bridge built across the North Oconee River to the black neighborhoods of East Athens at a time when basic government services like water and sewer lines were not in place. Virginia Walker was 72 years old. In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the New York Mets by a score of 4-2 yesterday. Atlanta still remains a half game behind Philadelphia for first place in the NL East. The Mets and the Braves play again tonight at 7:10. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.